At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At iFly Indoor Skydiving, everything's better when you fly together. This holiday season, share the dream of flight and make your celebrations unforgettable. For a very limited time, get 10 flights for over 50% off with iFly's Black Friday Friends and Family Package. Elevate your holiday festivities with magical memories for all ages. Go to iFlyWorld.com to grab your Black Friday Friends and Family deal. That's iFlyWorld.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Three Down Nation podcast, Vancouver Downtown Hotel Edition. Yes, that's right. Justin Dunk, JC Abbott, Joel Gaston, and in the back, Jean-Au joins us. Yeah, we stuffed him back there and we told him, be quiet, okay? Don't talk too much.
I got lots of room. This is great.
It's always what you've wanted, eh?
I'm a big man. I need space. I'm like a little wiener who wears a hoodie and a sport coat everywhere.
That's why you talk to me in the middle, eh? You're like, yo, get your little wiener butt in the middle.
So we can record this. And Joel is
We just don't want you to be cold otherwise. You're always complaining about how cold you are.
Yeah, it does help. When you're in the middle of certain things, it can generate body heat. But anyways, I digress. Let's talk about Grey Cup Week. Chop it up a little bit going into the 111th edition of this game. Fellas, for my money, this has been the best Grey Cup festival, the best buzz around a city that I've ever seen covering a Grey Cup. Now, we're not veteran in terms of some of the other people that have covered, you know, 20 plus Grey Cups, let's say. But I think it's been a great week. Let's start with Mr. Abbott. What do you think of your home city?
I think there have been some fantastic pluses. I think all the outdoor parts of the festival have been amazing. The lines for the zip lines have been around the block.
You didn't do it yet, though.
I have not done it yet. I'm just on the border of the weight limit, and I'm not sure I fully trust it. But there's been lots of engagement with that, lots of outdoor concerts. I think all of that's been fantastic. The venue itself for the convention center, I like it, but it's a little bit too big, I feel, in certain areas. Some of the team parties are too massive.
Yeah, you'd rather,
So even when there's
nitpicky. Would you rather be stuffed into a room?
Gotta find something to hate.
Were you actually at the parties yesterday, though?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, but I've been
So the truth comes out, bro. We were there. We're doing journalism.
Why are you complaining?
Let JC have his
You're doing party journalism? Is that what it's called?
Wow. You asked about the festival, and he's talking about the festival's events.
He's complaining that the rooms are too big. Like, it's just like, come on.
Let the man talk.
There's a couple hundred people in Ryderville, and it still feels empty because it's too big of a room.
I have a photo of Ryderville. It was maybe 5% full.
Yeah.
When we were there. It's with Jamie Nunn.
Been a consistent theme in conversations with people that they feel the rooms are a little bit too big and it's killing the atmosphere.
So they should make a convention center with expandable and shrinkable rooms.
Most convention centers have rooms that are curtained off so that they can be specially sized for events. That's how a convention center works.
Because they're divas now. I leave you for one night by yourself and you turn into raging divas.
Just saying. A little bit too much space in there. Other than that, I think they've nailed it with a lot of the events and the engagements. It's been a really good showing by BC and the city of Vancouver.
Guess, tell these guys what's up.
I mean, it's clear that, I mean, if you were here in 2014 when, you know, BC last hosted this game, it's very different. People are very engaged. Like, it's clear ownership of the Lions has made this work. And yeah, the outside stuff has been fantastic. Like, I went to Randy Ambrosi's State of the Fan League address the other day. And it was like the lineup for the zip line was started an hour before it even opened. Everyone was trying to get in that thing. And, you know, they've had these little like XP points around so you can like gain points to, I assume, cash in for stuff. So yeah, I think from that regard, it's been good. It's been fun. No question.
Hodge in the back, what do you think?
I mean, I first of all suggested to the CFL that Randy Ambrosi zipline into his State of the League.
That would have been epic.
They didn't go for that, which, I mean, I was a little offended, but it's okay. To me, the festival has been sensational. I will say I walked the seawall yesterday, which for those who aren't familiar with Vancouver, it's like a 15-minute car ride kind of northeast of the downtown area. And then I walked all the way back. And as I was walking, I saw a ton of Ticats gear. There's lots of Argos gear, all nine teams. But I was noticing especially a lot from the east, which is cool considering that we're all the way out on the west coast in Vancouver. Obviously, lots of Bomber gear as well, lots of Rider gear. The parties yesterday, we went with the four of us, Jamie and I, Pablo Herrera-Vergara, who's our Montreal contributor, in and around things yesterday. Stamps House was excellent. The drone show was really slick. Mm. And the BC Lions Den party, like we were there during that unbelievably stupid fight that happened yesterday. That I think actually made my IQ drop. But the issue was there's probably between, I would guess, 2,000 to 3,000 people?
Probably.
And it was maybe 30% full because it was just an unbelievably large space. Now, it's possible, like we're recording this Saturday. Saturday night of Grey Cup is obviously usually the biggest week, night before the game. So it's possible that that venue could be more full. But I agree with JC. And we were, by the way, Mr. Dunk, stopped along the way. It was part of the best part of the festival is you get to see all these people. We talked to many, 30 and 40 time Grey Cup attendees, and they all said the same thing. This is amazing. The rooms are just too big. So Spirit of Edmonton was empty. Ryderville was empty.
Hold on. When you say empty, what do you mean?
I got a picture I can show you of the 60 people who were there if you want.
Okay. I want it defined a little more. That's all.
I would say Spirit of Edmonton had about 70 people, Ryderville, maybe 100 tops in a room that could have comfortably held 2,000. So 100 people can be a great party. You just can't be in a gigantic room. So that's really the only negative, I would say. We talked to Amar Doman, we should mention, after he won the Commissioner's Award on Thursday. He is exceptionally happy with how the festival has gone. He called it a 12 out of 10. That is a quote. And when asked about the way he feels about the CFL after being an owner now for 3 years, he said the only thing he didn't realize going in is that the league is even more awesome than he thought it was. Like, this is a guy who is not having any buyer's remorse. The energy is palpable. He said that he sees the BC Lions being in his family for decades to come. So clearly this is an individual who, didn't buy this team on a whim. And is now going, oh, geez, I'm losing money. What's going on? Like, he is full bore into this thing. And obviously, he deserves a lot of credit, as does Carolyn Cody, who's involved in the marketing of the BC Lions. And, of course, all of the staff members and volunteers who have helped put this amazing event on.
Hodge, I thought you didn't want to talk about Grey Cup Week for too long.
Yeah, but I didn't.
It's all relative, right? Time is relative.
Let's talk about some football, the game. Bombers, Argos, getting after it. Nick Arbuckle, it's been well documented, starting this game for Toronto after Chad Kelly suffered that horrific leg injury. And he's been on social media tweeting some nonsense that I don't even understand. Like, bro, what are you doing?
It's English?
Your phone, okay? Just for one time in your life, put it down. On the other side, you have Zach Caleros, Brady Oliveira, and the laser-focused Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Guy in the back, I'll let you go first. Who you picking and why, and who is your MVP and MVC?
Coming into this week, I was going to pick Winnipeg, but not to cover. The line opened at -7, grew to -10.5. It has since shrunk. Actually, the last I looked at it before sitting down to record this, it was -8.5. So it is close to where it opened. For me, though, the change that happened over the course of the week, spending more time with the Bombers, spending more time with the Argonauts, I just feel like the Bombers are a little bit more businesslike than they have been the last 2 years. And that's not to say that they weren't serious, right, about this team and this game the last couple of years. But they have a curfew this year. They need to be in their hotel by 11 o'clock. I spoke with one of the members of the team on my walk on the seawall, actually, who I ran into, and he said, you can get a lot of trouble in Vancouver. Regina and Hamilton the last 2 years, probably not as much, but Vancouver's certainly a place you can get into trouble. They feel dialed in. They feel like they know they blew an opportunity the last couple of years to cement their dynasty. And they've been to five straight, but you can't take it for granted that you're going to get back. It might take 10 years before this team gets back to another Grey Cup to compete. And this might be their last chance to cement their dynasty. And Nick Arbuckle, I had a great conversation with him on Wednesday. Super intelligent guy, unbelievably hard worker. But frankly, when you're getting the opportunity to go against him instead of Chad Kelly in a Grey Cup game, that poses a heck of an opportunity for you as a team. So I'm going to take Winnipeg to cover in this game. I do believe the Argos can win, but the way I would give an analogy is it's kind of like the U.S. election, right? Toronto's path to victory is tight. They got to win Wisconsin. They got to win Michigan. They got to win Pennsylvania.
Bro, really?
They got
to
win.
Big 10 country.
And the analogy would be Toronto can win, but I think they need to get a return touchdown from Janarian Grant. They need to get at least a couple of takeaways. They need to make sure Nick Arbuckle does not commit any takeaways in that defensive line. That eight Winnipeg's offensive line for lunch in the regular season has to have another big game. If those things happen, Toronto could absolutely win their second Grey Cup in 3 years. However, right now, I'm feeling good about taking the Bombers and eating all of those points. Oh, nom, nom, nom.
Hodge, you're taking the Bombers to cover up to how many points?
I would not go to 10, but I'm comfortable at 8.5.
What about 9.5?
9.5, I would think about it. I would be tempted to say Winnipeg. I think they can get it done to 10 points. And I do think that there is a possibility. This is like a 25-point blowout for Winnipeg. I don't think the Argos can win in a blowout. I think if the Argos win, it's got to be an ugly ground-and-pound, low-scoring game like it was in the regular season. But I'm comfortable taking Winnipeg up until, I would say, 9.5.
Guess what you got?
I mean, it's hard to not echo a lot of John's thoughts.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's pretty
Don't
clear
tell him that in the same room as well.
Let's go.
he is standing back. Behind let's us, go. So who knows what he might do to us when we're not looking, right?
You can see me in the screen. Yeah. You can see me.
Don't let them know that.
Oh, fair enough.
No, I mean, I think it's clear that I think for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, they approaching this thing like, you know, the math is going to stop mathing for them at some point here. And this streak is going to end eventually. When? Who knows? And so I think they know this could be the last crack. I'm not saying that the Bombers won't be in contention next year. I don't think the drop-off will be that dramatically quick. But they feel like a team that they know they kind of have to win this game, or else, you know, the legacy kind of goes from this dynasty to, you know, like there was that big run the Alouettes had for how long? Anthony Calvillo went to like 100 Grey Cups in a row and lost 98% of them, right?
Yes.
And that became a thing around the Montreal Alouettes for so long that, okay, if Winnipeg loses 3 Grey Cups in a row, like, what's the conversation about this team suddenly? So to me, I feel like Winnipeg should win. I think there is a path for Toronto, and I think it is what the Riders couldn't do last week, which is getting in Zach Collaros' face. And they are very good at doing that against Winnipeg, as we've seen many times over the years. So I think that's kind of their path to victory. If they can make life very difficult for Zach, then they have a shot. But that's what's going to have to happen. So I'm taking Winnipeg. I also picked Winnipeg to cover the spread because I do not want to settle for a tie with our contributor, Ben Grant. There's 9.5 on the site.
When we dig our picks. Yeah. It's currently 8.5.
So I would say cover 9.5. Just MVP because I don't.
Or MVC.
MVP. We're writing a wrong from 2021. My boy Sergio Castillo will get a big kick to be the MVP. MVC, I went with Tyrell Ford.
Make a big Hodge, you didn't give us yours.
Brady and Brady.
So is that the double twice, or is that a quad?
I don't think you multiply them together, but I guess 2 + 2 and 2 × 2 are the same. So yeah, I guess, quad season. And by the way, I've got the full list of historically all of the players who won MOP and Grey Cup MVP in the same year on my Twitter feed. Most recent to do it was Zach Collaros, who did it in 2021. But I will echo Joel's sentiments. That was the wrong pick by the voters. Zach should never have been the MVP in that game. It should have been Sergio Castillo.
Just like Enoch Mwamba never should have been the MVP in 2022.
I also agree with that. Though that 2022 Grey Cup, the challenge with the MVP was, if it's not Enoch, who is it? It's a really, really bizarre game. Do you give it to Chad Kelly
yes.
for one nice play?
We went over this.
Javon Lee.
Maybe that's what Chad was trying to say in that tweet. He's Javon like, y'all messed up in 2022.
Jumbo cheese.
Well, I am also going with Winnipeg. Surprise, surprise. Although I am not going to pick them to cover because I do believe that there's a path for Toronto to win with all the things that you guys have laid out, and that the Bombers have the reputation of being chokers, right? And that's what they're trying to shed in that game. That's the pressure that's on them, is we can't lose 3 straight Grey Cups and have that be our legacy. But the reality is they have not played well in these games. They've played down to the level of competition. They've been in this spot before where they've been favored and even heavily favored over teams that other people thought maybe didn't deserve to be in this on the same field as them in these games, and they've lost. And so I can't fully confidently pick the Bombers to cover this game because of those factors, even though I do think they are likelier than not to have a stronger performance against this particular team, because I don't have a tremendous amount of faith in Nick Arbuckle. I'll pick the Bombers to win by a touchdown, 7 points. That'll be my bet. My MVC, that's going to go to Tyrell Ford. I think if they win this game, it's because he's going to have at least one pick on Arbuckle. And MVP, I will go with Zach Collaros. I think he's going to finally get it done. If they win it, it will be because he plays well finally in a Grey Cup game.
And to me, this is simple. The Bombers are going to win a close game. Argos cover. And I think Toronto's a house of cards. You talk to people around the league, they're surprised that the Argos are here, you know, without a true president. And Michael Pinball Clemens, with all due respect, is not a true general manager of this football team. I don't want to go into the depths of that, but it's a house of cards, okay? And I think having Nick Arbuckle in this game is not going to bode well for them, even though they're cutting down the playbook and trying to make it more easy for him to be effective in this football game. I just don't see it, guys. Like, I don't want to make a statement, you know, like my colleague Arash Madani made last year, where he didn't think Cody Fajardo could play well in the big game, and he owned up to it after, right to Cody's face. So I'm not saying that the Argos can't win, and I do think it'll be a close football game, because I think this Argos front is really, really good, potentially the best front four in the league when you look at them from a combination perspective. But you know, I just think that the Bombers are going to dominate on the ground with Brady Oliveira. He's going to be the MVC, in my opinion, and Zach Collaros is going to be the MVP. I think he's going to change his legacy and the narrative about him not playing well in Grey Cups, and the Bombers win their 3rd in 5 years, cement that dynasty status. We're not just talking about them being dominant anymore. Dynasty. Like, this team is focused, but I think they're also comfortable with the spotlight. Like, that's what's really stuck out to me, Hodge. I don't know if you've recognized this, especially with Zach Collaros. I know you want me to say his name a different way, but I'm going to go with Collaros.
Correct.
He's become more comfortable in front of the camera in terms of showing his personality a little bit. Is he super engaging in front of the camera? No. Is he the best interview? No. But he knows exactly what he's doing there, and he's shared some things, right? He was upfront and honest with me about how Travis Kelce got his jersey and wore it on the New Heights podcast. In the past, he'd kind of shy away from that. He was asked about being a Taylor Swift fan this week, if he was a Swiftie, and he was asking, you know, the TikToker, social media dude, or whoever it was, to define what a Swiftie is. Like, I think he's comfortable now, and I think that's going to bode well for him in this Grey Cup game.
I wonder if the Kelce brothers have rubbed off on Zach a little bit in that regard, because they have become such unbelievably popular faces, right, in NFL circles. I know that I've never once gone out and like sought after the New Heights podcast, but on social media, whether it's my TikTok feed or whatever else, I see them all the time. Interestingly, the Bombers, if you read our depth chart articles up at 3downnation.com for this game, I think they've given us a hint as to what they're going to try to do defensively. They dressed 11 defensive backs in the West Final against Saskatchewan, consistently dropping 9 players back into coverage, trying to make life difficult for Trevor Harris and his decision-making. They have flipped the script here in the Grey Cup. They are dressing 4 defensive tackles. They did not do that last week. Kyle Sampson, second-round pick out of JC's alma mater of UBC, will actually make his CFL debut. He did not play any regular season games. He's dressing tomorrow, which is wild. But also, they are dressing 2 extra linebackers in Max Charbonneau, late-round pick out of the University of Ottawa, and global linebacker Fabian Weitz, which I think is a sign that we're going to see them stack the box more than we're used to them doing, particularly to take away Kadeem Carey. Because if you are the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, you know that Kadeem Carey can beat you. I don't know if they think Nick Arbuckle can beat them. So it wouldn't be surprising to me to see them rushing for, running more run-type blitzes than we're used to that seeing from them. Especially in the early going, seeing if they can shut down Kadeem Carey, force Nick Arbuckle to hurt them with his arm. And if he does, then maybe we see the team pivot a little bit more back to what they're accustomed to doing, rushing 3, dropping 9. But of course, that remains to be seen. If Nick Arbuckle can't make the plays against more pass-friendly looks, there's no reason for Winnipeg to respect the pass.
I think up front, we're going to see at points Willie Jefferson kick inside, Celestin Hubba coming on as that other defensive end.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He is?
Yes. Yeah, I changed it in your article. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
Bro, how many mistakes are we going to make this week?
Well, JC fixed it, so it doesn't count.
Okay. Anyways, Celestin Hubba is dressing and playing in this game. And I think the real matchup on the inside to watch is when Willie Jefferson kicks inside there against Dylan Giffen and Anthony Vandell, the two guards for the Argos, who are big fellas, and I'll say this nicely, but aren't the most athletic. There's a definite advantage there if you kick Willie Jefferson inside or even some of the other pass rushers that the Bombers have. I would look for that up front to potentially be a difference in this game.
Yeah, that could be a real mismatch. You talk about Anthony Vandell. I love the guy personally. One of my favorite draft prospects that I've covered just from a personality standpoint. Super nice dude to talk to. But you're talking about Mr. Irrelevant from a draft 2 years ago who is now in his rookie season starting at guard for the Argonauts in a Grey Cup game, going up against a future Hall of Famer in Willie Jefferson, potentially on some of these pass pro reps. That is the definition of a mismatch, and it could be crucial in this game.
All right, fellas, that's it. 111th Grey Cup, get at you. They expect 50,000 plus. The Jonas Brothers playing at halftime, Hodges' favorite boy band. So keep it all locked to 3downnation.com for the goods after the game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.